Hi, this is John Martin. I'm an international, visionary, intuitive healer. Tonight, you're going to listen to three songs that I heard in 2010 by watching angels and archangels flying around me. Believe and Act Anthem, Angel Shines, and Ave Maria. Followed by a new chapter of my book, Become Who You Are. Enjoy, have a great time. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Become Who You Are, Chapter 11, Stay Focused. I could wonder if the stories that I tell you is the first time that you hear them, or if I talked to you about already one of those stories. I could go through the book, listening to the 10 other chapters, and take notes of what I said in order to put it in proper order, and it doesn't make any sense to do this. I have to stay focused on the chapter for each title, 40 minutes each. No matter what happens during those 40 minutes, they are dedicated to this chapter. No matter if I talk twice about the same story. Because the point of view, the angle, is going to be different. There are many ways to talk about the same story. There are many ways to talk about the same life. The point of view is so important. I'm telling you, we can be talking about one leaf, and spend all day long talking about only one leaf. We could describe that leaf. We could smell it. We could analyze it. We could talk about its color. We could be talking about its shape, the place where it is, the tree where it is linked to. We could be talking about its components. We also could be talking about the shade that it creates and what other beings it protects. We could be talking about the way it moves with the wind, how other leaves are linked to it. As one moves, the other one moves. We could be talking about the season and how those leaves behave with the seasons. Yes, I'm not talking about only one leaf. I'm talking about not only one life. I'm talking about humanity. We have to be focused. We have to stay focused on who we are. Revealing the best of us. So each leaf could be proud of itself. Could have its own fame. Its own glory. And still being part of the wall, of the whole. It has to work that way. It has always been, and we just forget it. We have to get back to our roots. We have to get back to our values. To define new values also. As the world is changing,
as the world is mutating, as humans are also mutating. We need to adjust our values, but we need to have values. We have to stay focused on what defines the most humanity, those main characteristics, those main components that define humanity. If faith is not one of those components, it can't be any humanity. Is love being part of those 12 values, 12 most values, then it's great. If you forgot it, then it doesn't work either. If courage is not part of it, then there is something missing. If passion is not there, there is also something missing. And trust. Trust has to be there, and we need to focus on it too. We need empowerment. Give us the strength to go on in life. Those are the main values we have to focus on. The light. Light is one value. To work for the light. The divine light. The one that connects us to other beings and as well to Earth. Compassion is one of those values. I want you to take few seconds, few minutes if needed, with one sheet of paper and a pen. And to take some time in order to define your own values. In the first chapter, we were writing down our own characteristics that would define us. But this time, I want you to be able to define the values, the 12 values that sustain you when everything around is falling apart. I've given you several of mine already, but you need to find yours. And there is only one way to do it, is to get back connected to your soul. So do again this exercise. Focus 1 inch below your belly button. Visualize water, pure calm crystal water. On top of that water, visualize a floating ball. That floating ball, that sphere, that crystal ball is floating there, on top of that water, just below that belly button. That crystal ball has a color. Which color is it? Now I would like you to keep your eyes open, legs uncrossed. Stay focused on that crystal ball. And now, take your pen and write down your 12 values. You need to be honest with yourself. You need to be true. You need to perceive your own values, not someone else. Because otherwise it doesn't work. You have to stay focused on the values that defines you. The ones that people see on you, in you. There are no good or right answers. But those values are your rescue floating objects when everything is just falling apart. When one day you don't have anything more in your life, no, not any goods, then you start to look inside of you, and only that day you look behind the curtain to look there. Because during all those days or all those years before, you were compassionate and compulsive to the outside world, to what you had. But suddenly one day you realize that the most valuable things you have are the things that are inside of you. And that day, you realize, as soon as you get connected to them, that anywhere you will go, any job you will be doing, any people you will meet, whatever happened in your life, you understand that your values are there and they will be always there. Many people died because of their values, because they knew that they had to keep sticking to it. And it was beyond their own life. And I admire those people for what they have done. Yes. When Galileo said, Eppure si muove, meaning he was talking about Earth, and he was saying in Italian, he was just saying that Earth was moving, and it was round, a round Earth and not a flat Earth. And he would say this at his trial. He was being judged for stating that hers was not flat, but was round. For this, he was going to be judged. And by saying that last sentence, Eppure si muove, he knew that he was going to die for this. But he also knew that he had to say this in order for others to be able to go on to believe in their own values And he did it also for science, in the quest of science, in the quest of knowledge, in the quest of truth. He will show the way for others. When the Statue of Liberty was offered to the United States, all those values, all those symbols were represented in this statue, saying that one man can stand up with all his knowledge, facing his own destiny, no matter what could happen then. But he would be guided, as he will hold the truth as the light. He will be guided and protected also, as he will wear the crown. His face would just be clear, with so much brightness in his eyes, standing up being ready to whatever could happen, looking at the horizon, no matter what will show up. That's the mission, that's the idea, that's the whole concept. Yes, I perceive the world, I perceive the signs, like very few do. And I understand history like no one else do. History talk to me through their acts, not from the stories that people tell us, but from what I feel, from what happened to those events. That makes a huge difference. A difference of beliefs. In order to understand those concepts, we need to stay focused on who we are. And our soul will show us the truth in many ways. We don't need to understand everything. We don't need to read so many books. We don't need to be surrounded by so many objects. But we definitely need to be connected to what's the most important for us, to be staying focused on our soul. Receiving the messages that we need at the right time when we need them. Yes. Time is a very important notion, very important concept. As soon as you step forward in your life, you have to be aware that this will have a lot of consequences in your life. Many things get changed as soon as you open your eyes to the world. And you can't go backward. This is why it is so important to be acting right on time. If you act too soon or too late, you're not acting properly. You may be counteracting. It's like a car. Driving your car, when you are in a curve, you have to first slow down the speed. And as soon as you're almost right in the middle of that curve, then you have to push the gases back again in order not to slip in the curve. And to gain in contact with the earth, feeling more power and having more energy to your engine. To be able to counteract the forces acting on the car. Those synergistic feels that brings you outside, that pull you outside of the curve. Yeah. Understand life as it is. Only pure concept of energy. Understand it through your own eyes, through your own vibration, through your own stories. This is what counts. Stay focused on your own life, with your own vibration, but be open to the world. Be able to share this knowledge with others. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense to go through life and to experience it. Stay focused on what you brought to the world. Also focus on what you're supposed to be doing. Are you supposed to be creating? Are you supposed to be father? To give birth? Raising a child? Or are you just going to create all this in your dreams and not being doing it? Stay focused on who you are. Stay focused on your own mission. Stay focused on your own goals. All those chapters of that book are part of the unique equation in order to be. Forget one of those steps and there will be something missing. You can't have an apple cake without apples. But without butter, there is no apple cake either. Without sugar or without flour or without milk, it works the same way. Be aware of this. Stay focused on those vibrations, on the vibrations of the own concepts of what you have learned in that book. Whatever comes to us is the right thing to do. You're feeling getting back to the fifth chapter to look what the name was. Well, this is what you need to do. So right now I'm giving you another way of using that book. If you have something to change in your life, if you want to find an answer, if you feel stuck in one way or another, just stay focused on that crystal ball. Open your eyes. And then ask for guidances, ask for help as you open the book. The chapter that comes up, and especially that left page, upper left page, first paragraph, upper left page, that paragraph talks to you and is there just for you to understand something that you're missing. That page, that paragraph is part of a chapter. And this chapter is the chapter that you need to be working for those next 3 days. When this will happen, well, take a piece of paper and a pen. Write on the title, Become Who You Are, below the name of the chapter, saying chapter 11, Stay Focused, for example, and below, write the first paragraph of that book. The first paragraph that's on that page. Then fold that paper into four and put that page under your pillow for 3 nights. And you will perceive the changes. You will perceive that what you need will come to you. You will perceive that those words that I'm using there, those so simple words, those so simple stories, will become so powerful tools for you, being able to unfold your life, being able to open doors for you that were so locked for so many days, so many months, so many years. And they will be suddenly being opened for you, by you, and through you, just because you did the first step. I told you that book is more than a book. It's more than only guidances. It's more than only stories. They are powerful tools. can change your life, that can transform your life. And the more you will believe on it, the more it will work.
Stay connected to those messages. Stay connected to those words. Stay connected to who you are. Take all the notes that we've been taking, all those exercises. Go through them again and again. Feel what's the exercise that you like most. And post it on top of your head, on top of your bed. Post it at least 2 feet above your head. And let it there for 1 week. The tool that you like the most is the tool that you're the most familiar with. That's the one that brings you the most results. That's the one that's going to help you to get linked to other ones, to other tools. Use your own perceptions. Use your own guidances. Use your own gifts in order to reach the core of who you are, in order to reach the core of what you're supposed to be doing. Build yourself up from scratch, or build yourself from the inside of you. Take those layers away. Open your heart. Feel. Be. Work with numbers. Work with the series of numbers. Pick up 3 numbers between 1 to 12 and write them down. And when you want to pick up something, work the same way by focusing on that crystal ball first. Then write down those 3 numbers that came to you. Next to those numbers, as you're going to put them one below the other, whatever in which order they come to you. Next to it, put the name of the chapter. And this makes a sentence. This makes a sentence of 3 things. You are supposed to be doing 3 things you're supposed to be working on that will make you become better and greater, and that you will learn so much from.
next to it, put the date of today, and put also the city where this happened to you. Whatever comes to you, whatever the silence, whatever the visions, let it happen. As you reach other vibrations, time has different laws. When I listen to the messages or to the recordings, sometimes I say, wow, I didn't talk for more than 2 seconds there. In fact, I was not talking, but I was still perceiving things. And sometimes I even perceive more things during those time period than when I am talking. And that makes sense. Follow your socks. Wear your socks. Wear them with conscience, with consciousness. Socks are there to protect us, to keep us warm. They are here also to hold us. This is a strange concept. Don't perceive a sock just for holding your feet. Someday you will be so happy to put your hands in it so they don't get frozen. Sometimes you would be able to use your socks as bags for some other times. To promote a concept like for Christmas, putting the gifts inside of it. For sometimes you will be able to use one sock just to clean the table because you don't have anything else. For those who would like to use those socks in order to decorate their own apartment, feel free to do it. Use objects around you the way they talk to you. Stay focused on their own vibration. You will see, you will perceive their purpose in life. And if the vibration of one object changes as it appears differently for you, then use that object in a different way. The same way, if one person gets older, fine. How could that person bring something to humanity, no matter its age, no matter its shape, no matter the job that person was doing before? And you will perceive life. You will perceive the brightness of those souls all around you. Remember that story of that sock.